thank you. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, wow, this is a really nice one.
Go ahead, use it.
Use it? Oh, okay, you know, maybe I should start by putting something in it, huh? Okay, here we go. No, oh, wow. Ooh.
Hey, Michelle, did you finish your bird feeder?
All done.
And what a doozy of a bird feeder it is, huh? Just hold it up and whoosh, birds right in there. I'm gonna go put some bird seed in it.
He didn't have a clue.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
But I feel like a Wiener Schnitzel. Rebecca, close your mouth.
Oh, Betty, Lulu, that was unique. Can't wait till this Sunday at the annual Twins Expo to hear your spirited rendition of Stairway to Heaven. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies. And don't forget, I'll be emceeing the Favorite Twins contest. So come on down to the convention center if you are a twin or you know a twin or you've ever seen double.
Bye, and have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Great show. Ready for lunch?
Yeah.
Danny, Vicky called and she said she'll call you back between 7 and 8.
Can I call her?
No, she's on her way to Green Bay. She's traveling with the Chicago Bears.
The football team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she says she's doing some kind of special on women in the locker room.
You mean she's going to be in a locker room with 40 guys with chiseled bodies and thighs bigger than me?
Danny, you don't feel threatened by this, do you?
No, not at all. If you need me, I'll be at the gym.
Honey, listen, I have something to tell you, but you have to promise not to whine.
I never whine.
My cousin Dick and his wife Donna are in from Nebraska.
Oh, those rich snobs.
You're whining.
No, I'm not. I'm just voicing a manly complaint.
They brought their twins, Debbie and Darla, for the contest at the expo, and we're having dinner with them tonight.
Aw, jeez, I have to eat with him, too.
All right, that was a whine, yes.
DJ, Steve, I'm glad you're here.
What about me?
DJ, Steve, I'm glad you're here. I've got a boy problem.
Ooh.
This is serious. This boy, Jimmy Laster, is always pulling my hair and giving me noogies. Why is he doing that?
Hey, maybe you have one of those noogie heads that guys can't resist.
Steve, it's probably because he likes you and he's too immature to tell you.
Really? He likes me?
Yeah. You should do the mature thing and give him a call. Maybe he'll want to get together. Or do what I do. Get an 800 number and advertise on cable.
Cut. Cousin Dick.
Look who's here.
Donald!
Kids, come on in.
Oh, yeah, come in. Let me see you. Oh, you guys have gotten so big. Come here, give me a hug. Oh, thank you. Well, come on in, you know, make yourselves at home.
Well, we haven't seen you since you and Jesse got, you know, married.
How you holding up?
All right, boys, life lesson number 37, pretending to like someone. Dick, Donna, it's been too long.
Well, Jesse, oh, cute kids.
Thank you, thanks.
They look just like Rebecca. You lucked out there. Small joke.
You know what they say? Small joke, small mind.
Jess?
Hello, hi.
Who's this little girl?
Oh, this is Danny's daughter, Michelle. Michelle, say hi to Dick, Donna, Debbie, and Darla.
Hi, Dick and all you other D people.
And you must be Danny.
No, I'm Joey.
See, Joey, Jesse, the twins, and I, we all live here in Danny's house with Danny and his daughters.
Yeah, Becky and I have a little place up in the attic.
The attic?
Hmm. How quaint.
Well, I know you guys have to go out to dinner, so, Michelle, let's take the kids into the kitchen for some cookies. Oh, boy, girls, you do love fresh-baked cookies, don't you?
We prefer store-bought.
Aren't our girls cute? Can't wait to see them in the favorite twins contest.
You know, that sounds like a lot of fun. Jess, we should enter Nikki and Alex.
No, absolutely not. I'm not going to parade my kids around like a couple of trained baboons.
Baboons?
Whoa, look at the time. Shouldn't we be going to dinner?
You know, now that I think about, why don't you three go? I have some schoolwork to do.
Oh, working on your PhD?
Well, actually, it's my pre-PhD.
Master's? Bachelor's?
High school.
High school? Good one. Oh, you're serious. Well, you can come to dinner. It's not a school night.
Yeah, now I see why you married him.
Because he's funny.
No, because he's rich.
Speaking of which, we have reservations at the most expensive place in town. On us, of course.
Of course.
We know you're a struggling musician.
No. Jess has a great job on the radio. And did you know that he had a number one record in Japan?
Well, if we ever have dinner in Japan, it'll be your treat. Small joke.
That guy is a small joke. I'm gonna get him.
Honey, please, no violence.
Talking about violence, I'm gonna order a 12-pound lobster.
Deej, I took your advice and called Jimmy.
Was I right? Does he like you?
Close. He hates me. He said if I call him again, he'll have me arrested for harassment.
Sorry, Steph. Sometimes guys are complicated. Well, not exactly complicated. More like simple.
I just want to know how to tell if a guy likes me.
Well, sometimes guys just kind of hang back and stare at you.
So, if a guy stares at me, he likes me?
Not necessarily. You may have some gunk stuck in your teeth. But if you don't and he does like you, he'll start fixing his hair.
Okay, staring, hair fixing, what else?
Well, then you smile at him, but just a half smile, because you don't want to scare him.
How's this?
That'll scare him.
Tell me more. I need details.
Well, just do everything I said, and if you do it right, he'll come over and talk to you.
This is great! Then what happens?
Nothing. You're in the fifth grade.
So, what do you guys want to do? Do you have a TV, a VCR, a laser disc player, anything? I missed Potato Head. Boring. We like video games. Come on, Debbie. Let's go play Ballerinas of Death. When can I have a turn? When you buy one. Boys, this is gonna be a fun night.
Man, that was good eating. I ate so much lobster, I'm sweating butter.
I hope you didn't ruin your best t-shirt.
Oh, Donna, I hope you don't mind. I made Debbie and Darla some ice cream sundaes.
Oh, not at all, girls. What do you say?
They would have been better with hot fudge.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Always a pleasure.
Becky, little news from the home front. Mary Ellen Matthews married Doyce Plunk.
He was Becky's old boyfriend. We all thought she was going to marry him.
I was never going to marry Doyce.
Mary Ellen sure is counting her blessings. She lives in a mansion almost as big as ours. And Doyce gives her a brand new Cadillac Coupe de Ville every year.
Yeah, but try popping a wheelie on one of those things. Okay.
Well, we better get a move on before someone steals our hubcaps.
Oh, small joke, right?
No, I'm serious.
Come on, Jess. Let's go.
Well, it's been a wonderful evening. Cousin Dick, thank you for dinner. I'm going to go upstairs and check on Nikki and Alex. Donna, good night, girls.
I'll be up soon, honey. I'm just going to show our guests out.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Dick, let's lay the cards out on the table, pal. You don't like me, do you?
Well, I'd like you as an acquaintance. I'd like you as a waiter. I'd even like you as a mechanic. But as a cousin, well, let's just say we always imagined Rebecca with someone better.
Let me tell you something. I'm not your acquaintance, and I'm not your waiter. And if I were your mechanic, you'd be having brake problems. Small joke.
Well, I guess we know where we stand.
Yes, I guess we know.
See you at the expo. Oh, and smart move, not entering the twins contest. I mean, why put your kids through that kind of rejection?
Rejection? All right, now you've pushed me too far. You know what? I'm going to enter my twins in that contest, and they're going to make you wish you never left Nebraska, pal.
Ooh. Ooh. Looks like somebody had their lobster bib on a little too tight, huh? Small joke.
Yeah. Well, here's a big joke for you. I don't even like lobster.
Twins, huh? Big ones, little ones.
Furry ones.
Come, Michelle. Let's go see if they have eyes.
You see that doggy?
That
furry doggy.
You see
doggy? Hi. Oh, hi.
Hi.
Jesse, when my kids win the favorite twins contest, you think you could help me carry that huge trophy out to my car?
No, because my kids are going to win.
Really? Well, you think you have room for that trophy up there in the old attic?
You know, Jess, I just wanted to enter this contest for fun, and all you want to do is beat my cousin.
Sounds like fun to me. Come on, let's go get the kids ready.
Hey, Michelle, are those cute guys staring at me?
No, don't look at them.
How am I supposed to see them if I don't look?
Okay, time for the half smile. How's this?
I think you need the other half.
All right, they're fixing their hair. It's just like TJ said. They like me. Michelle, no offense, but get lost.
Well, said Chess nicely. Okay.
Hi, I'm Andrew.
I'm Stephanie.
I'm Thomas. Do you have a twin?
No.
We really like doing stuff with twins.
Oh, you mean the twin sister. Who doesn't?
Super. Where is she?
Well, I'll go find her. DJ, quick, I need your hat and your sweater.
Why?
Don't ask questions. It's an emergency. Please, please.
Okay, okay. But you look fine.
It's not for me. It's for my sister.
Michelle?
Hi. You must be Andrew and Thomas. My sister Stephanie told me I'd find you here.
Hi. What's your name?
My name? Bethany.
So, Bethany, what do you and Stephanie do for fun?
Oh, pretty much the same thing.
Where is Stephanie?
Stephanie? She was with me a second ago. I'll go find her. She's not quite herself today.
That's right, Vicky Larson. Yeah, could you please tell her to call Danny Tanner? Yeah, she's in the Chicago Bears locker room. Yeah, she'll be the only one wearing high heels. Really? He does?
I'm back, Bethany.
I thought you were Stephanie.
Wait a minute. You're absolutely right. I am Stephanie.
This is getting weird.
Yeah,
what's going on?
All right, the truth is I don't have a twin. I made it up because you said you only hang out with twins.
Well, I guess I can make an exception. Hey, I saw her first.
I did. Boys. Let's not fight. There's enough for me to go around.
Hey, there are your cousins, Michelle. You could wish them good luck before the contest. Or not.
Why should I be nice to them? They were mean to me.
Well, because being nice is contagious. Maybe they'll catch it.
My chicken pox and they'll get all itchy.
Maybe contagious was the wrong word.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Debbie, Darla, good luck.
What do you mean by that?
I just mean good luck.
Oh. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Do you see that? They even said thank you.
What did I tell you?
Ladies and gentlemen, twins of all ages, we're about to begin the highlight of the Twins Expo, the Favorite Twins Contest. I'm your host, Danny Tanner, and no, you're not seeing single, there's only one of me. Okay, so let's bring out our first contestant. Welcome, if you will, from Gary, Indiana, the Spellman Twins. Seen that much beef since my last double whopper. Is this thing on? Okay, let's bring out our next contestants. Please welcome, if you will, the Donaldson Twins.
Make Daddy proud.
And now a poem.
The majesty of America, the beauty of the sea, the seven wonders of the world are not as cute as we are.
Thank you. The Donaldson Twins. Okay, and now our last contestants. Please, give it up for Nikki and Alex Katsopoulos. Let's bring all of our contestants up on stage while our judges make their final decision.
Nick and Alex were so adorable.
You must be pretty darn proud, huh, Beck?
Oh, yeah. Having twin Elvis impersonators, every mother's dream.
Oh, now it's the moment you're waiting for. Let me get the judges' decision.
Excuse me. You know what? That's my... my jacket. pardon me.
Hello. Yeah, Vicky, you know, this is not a good time.
Yeah.
Are you still in the locker room? Was that a towel snap? Oh, okay, look. I can't talk right now. I'll call you later. Okay, honey buns. Bye-bye. Where was I?
The winners, honey buns.
Thanks, sugar hips. Okay. Our runners-up and second-place winners are... Debbie and Darla Donaldson.
Runners-up?
You heard the man.
There's got to be a mistake. I demand a recount. Recount.
Lex and Rex, please.
We need a recount. We really need a recount. There's some mistake.
Now, it's time to announce our first place winners. They are Nikki and Alex Katsopoulos. Yeah!
Their butt.
Honey, I got a great idea. Let's take a picture of this, we'll put it on our Christmas card, and we'll send it to your idiot cousins.
That should spread a little Christmas cheer. Jess, why are you so obsessed with my cousin?
Honey, I am not obsessed. I got a great idea. Let's hire a skywriter, and we'll skywrite loser over his big mansion.
Jesse.
All right, I'm a tad obsessed. It's just that... I just wanted to show him that even though I can't buy you a mansion, and I can't buy a new Coupe de Ville every year, that we have really great kids.
What are you talking about?
You think you would have been happy if you married Deutsch Plunk?
Rebecca Plunk?
Is that a yes or a no?
Of course it's a no. Jess, I don't care about cars and money, and I don't care what other people think. All I care about is you and our life together. And I wouldn't trade one minute of it for all the mansions in Nebraska.
Guess I did kind of overreact, huh?
Well, not completely. My cousin is a jerk, and I'm glad we kicked his butt.
Yeah! So, you know, I may act a little crazy sometimes, but it's only because I'm crazy about you.